Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geeked Up Podcast, your one-stop shop, everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, the first of which made me buy Helldivers 2 for him, and he still has not played it. Say what up, Roy.
What up, your boy, Roy. I'm currently busy destroying niggas on Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel. Please save me.
Don't do that.
Four spot here for some people. I don't know.
Nigga going right. A little streak, and now this nigga destroying niggas on there. Like, man, shut up.
I'm sorry.
Trying to hear that shit.
I'm having a good time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. Fuck you in that game.
And my second co-host who needs to stop bullshitting and download Helldivers 2. Say what up, Abdul.
Going on, I'll be on there this Friday. You know, I just turned my PS5 on for practice mode in Tekken for two people to try out, but yeah, I'll be on this weekend, I promise.
And like when he has a lower voice, like it sounds less confident. Like I don't know.
It's just like one day I'll get there. I've been doing nothing but looking at videos of this game and not playing it. Like, fuck.
boy scared.
Scared of bugs and terminators.
Yeah, nigga, it's a hard ass game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I like roguelike games. I like
T for teen. Gotta be a teenager and up to beat it, I guess.
I'll play. You know, but Roy needs to get on and turn that other bullshit off too. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I've had a multiplayer game with Roy yet. So yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. We'll see.
I feel like a pause should have been put there, but I'm gonna let it rock.
No pause. I'm pausing.
Oh, resume? All right.
And my last co-host, who has no idea what the hell Helldivers 2 even is, say what up, Merle.
Not in the least bit. Just watching you nerds get your shit off. But hey, man, people keep trying to tell me how my story's supposed to go, but nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
You know, I had it written here. I was like, my last co-host who has said his stolen catchphrase in two pods, but there it is.
I know. There you go. Bring it back, baby. I'm here.
If you're listening to the audio version, check out the video version on our YouTube channel, Geeked Up Productions. And don't forget to rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Your rating helps us move up the algorithm and bring in new listeners. Now, with the promotion out of the way, let's get into the nonsense of the week, where Ben Zeno was crying his ass off on Drink Champs at Duel. Tell us more.
Hey, man, we've all had a friend that has one too many drinks, gets a little emotional, and they start crying here and there, right? We've all been there, or at least have seen someone that's been there. But our young Benzino...
No, we're not doing that.
No. So Benzino is carrying on this 20-year beef with Eminem forever, and he actually just released these two diss tracks that apparently were good. I didn't bother listening to him because I never liked Benzino personally. But, you know, he went up. He's on his media tour right now. He's popping his shit. He's been on No Jumper and, like, just been on, his interview circuit.
He's on No Jumper?
Yeah. He's been on No Jumper, coming out. So, essentially, he was on there talking about the diss track. He was on there talking about how, you know, there's this thing now, I think, in the last, 5-6 years where everyone is kind of talking down on Eminem as not being, we don't really listen to him, whatever. Like, kind of trying to write him out of history, whatever. I'm not a big, big fan of him, but whatever. Anyways, you fast forward into the interview and you see him then breaking down, crying and wailing and saying, I'm tired of having Eminem attached to my history because it's almost like a Ja Rule 50 thing. You can't bring up one without the other. Please remove this person from my history because I look like the one that took the L. And he just broke down, stop bringing Eminem. I don't have no problem with him. Anyways, he's bawling, crying now in front of everybody on Drink Champs, which is made to make you super messed up and made to make you more loose. But I guess if you have too many drinks, you start to look pretty bad. Now people are looking at Nori.
Ooh. Could you say he lost himself?
Oh, see. There you go. There you go.
That's one. I'm rusty. I'll take the joke. Whatever. Fuck it. I'm sitting quiet now.
Almost there.
You got two more to the penalty, all right?
Anyways, people are attacking Nori now for putting out that interview at all, and this isn't the first time Nori has kind of exhibited some type of backlash for an interview coming out where he should have been the one to be let me save him or let him save face or whatever. I personally don't think Nori's in the wrong here, but I don't know what y'all think. If y'all seen him cry,
I'll tackle it real quick. Unfortunately, nigga, you're probably always going to be Well, and see, that's the thing also, too. Like, unless you're a certain age, you real life don't even know about this whole Benzino Eminem thing. Like, you'd have to be literally part of the, like, 30 and up club, honestly. And even then, truth be told, I don't know about y'all, but I really didn't even know about these niggas beef like that. And so I watched Beef, ironically enough, back in the day and knew about Benzino with the Source Wars and this, that, and third. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, and then truth be told, nigga, like, I hate to be that guy, but if you got to go down history to beef with somebody, I mean, it's a great white, so not bad. Nice.
There we go.
Slip Abdul's point. Bad. I want to bring something up from a few pods ago where we were talking about how Joe put out the pod about Melissa Ford talking about that one dude. I forgot who she was talking about, but like
Cameron.
Joe got beef with him, and I was like, why even put the pod out? If you got beef and you know it could stir something. So I think Abdul, I can't remember which side you guys are on, but that's a great example.
He's on the messy side.
Probably.
So look. We're definitely pro Messi on the Geeked Up podcast. Messi is good for business. I think there's a level of mess, you know what I'm saying, that we ourselves would even be like, all right, dog, this doesn't have to go out. like this will go super viral. Not even super viral, this will go viral. Like, this will be big in the black space, but like, I mean, at the end of the day, you're embarrassing the fuck out of a hip hop legend, and you know, got him looking, just making a fool of himself, all on the internet with his, you know, big ass head with no neck, just
that table.
I'm sorry, I don't really know Benzino, but this is all I got from him. I know him as apparently a Source Awards guy, no neck, and he's Coi Leray's that's what I know.
Does he deserve Coi Leray? Because I don't know much about him, but does he deserve like the shit that happened to him?
Go ahead. I'm just gonna say that if he's beefing with Eminem, that's probably not a good idea. We know Eminem is an actual hip hop legend, not a quote unquote one. Then he has a huge ass fan base. He's got a ton of power. If it's a deep ass beef, then yeah, he's gonna be able to control and maneuver the conversation the way he wants it to be done. So,
yeah,
probably not the best idea. But at the end of the day, fuck Eminem, you know, not a big fan.
Jesus. Hey, look at the 50 boy. Go ahead and do it.
He's like, people would have been in the last 5 to 6 years, people aren't liking Eminem. Yeah, bro, because he has to put out good music. What are you talking about?
Oh, but he showed Eminem. What are you talking about?
I'm not shitting on Eminem. I've been patiently waiting to say that I think this is something that, he's essentially only thing he really does, he's literally pop out and say much. Like, Eminem doesn't go out and interview as much. He drops music and then leaves it open for people to criticize, and people have been shitting on it and saying like they don't like his fast rapping or whatever. My problem with this is that Benzino went up, this is almost like the 15th time you've tried to embarrass Eminem. Like, you try to like mark him out in the Source Awards, control that narrative. Even back then, I think he tried to expose Eminem for like saying some like racist remarks and stuff. So it's like, you went out of your way again, dropping this diss track again. I don't even know the last time Eminem has mentioned Benzino, but it hasn't been in recent years. So you go up there dropping a diss track to kind of promote this and kind of look like you're breathing life back into your career in a sense, or trying to validate yourself in some way. And it backfired on you. The shit went viral for the wrong reasons. It made you look bad. It went viral because they got you looking, getting emotional about it, because as the alcohol crept up on you, you were like, damn, this is kind of sad. Like, 20 years later, I'm still putting out a diss track, and even if people like it, no one is looking at this as like Benzino's the winner in the beef, quote unquote, because no one could name 3 songs by Benzino.
That is true. He's not winning this beef. We already know this from the MGK beef with Eminem. Even if you put out a solid diss track, niggas still gonna go to Eminem diss track, bro. I'm sorry.
And then not to mention,
it's not even just the fact that you're beefing with the man for 30 years, it's the fact that you're 58 on a podcast getting fucked up and crying on the table. That's the sad part. So
yeah,
you know,
the ugly cry too. It wasn't just like a little tear, it was the ugly cry that makes it worse.
don't be doing all that. If you gotta wipe your nose on my table, or like, bro, let's just go to commercial break. I don't know why we gotta put out. Good example of this is G Herbo had an interview recently. And he was talking about like one of his, I think his brother or something, like, that recently passed away. And like, he was so emotional when he started to break down. And then the podcast actually puts up a little like screen so you can't see him crying or doing whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's different ways you can go about this. We know which way Nori's going to go. We've seen from the last few years, he's all about the virality. So I'm not surprised, but to say this is the right thing to do or it's just content, come on, man.
You think he's going to retaliate against him? Like, but he's going to be like, yo, I'm going to fuck you up for putting that shit out.
But Zeno's going to go into a corner and get ready for his retirement home because he needs to just lie the fuck down at this point. He's been viral as fuck for the last few years, and all he's been doing is getting shitted on. So just go away, bro.
Man, all you got to say is everybody in the 313, put your hands up. Hello, me.
That's two.
Everybody in the 3-1. Nah, that wasn't that bad. Come on. That's pretty good. Come on, that hit rim. Come on. No.
No, I mean, just like what DeAndre was saying, when in that Joe Budden example, like Joe Budden asked Melissa if he should put it out. I don't think Nori asked Benzino if he should put it out, and I don't think he needed to either per se. Like we're always talking about, we didn't expect him to either. And I'm almost sure that Nori is probably equally as drunk, which, as you guys can tell, people know Drink Champs is not the most best quality podcast. Like, at its peak, it's fun to hear from like your old school hip hop legends and stuff, like break down old stories, and when they're having fun and they can like reflect on good memories. But as like a listening experience, it is not pleasant. Like the mics and like the echo and like it's just
slurred words.
Yeah. And like every 2 minutes is make some noise for Benzino crying. Like, it's gonna be nonstop, just like like bells and horns, and it's like, damn, I can't hear shit. And then he's acknowledged it, which is funny too. Like, Nori has talked about, like, I'll listen back to episodes and I'll hear myself fanning out and stuff. And even like the Kanye interview that he apparently regretted and then deleted, the whole interview he's like gassed by, like, and just in awe of everything Kanye is saying, which I'm sure he's a captivating person to hear speak, but don't walk that shit back now that you feel some backlash. Like, it's weird.
How much are we gonna put on Nori? Because keep it a buck with you, there are some people that have gone on the show, I don't know many because it is Drink Champs, but the one that comes to mind, I see a lot of clips circulating to Shaq. Shaq openly told him, yo, straight up, hey, nah, I'm not drinking nothing. I'm not doing nothing wild. Like, you know, I got endorsements. I got ads. I got all this other stuff, sponsors. Like, I'm going to come up here and be sensible, but I can still pause, give you the raw shit that y'all want.
So. Benzino isn't getting an invite to the Drink Champs show and not drinking, bro. I'm sorry. Yeah. And we barely invited you this year. We only invited you because you're beefing and because you got drama with your daughter. That's the only reason. Like, Shaq, he got a little pool. All right. Maybe you don't drink or smoke. We got Shaq. We got Shaq on our pod. It's cool. But at the end of the day, this is what the pod is cast for. I'm starting to wonder if niggas are signing disclaimers, NDA, whatever the fuck, because, bro, my agent would be calling you the next day, like, dog, please don't put that shit out. Please.
Yeah. Blame Benzino's representation for real. Or honestly, like, even what Merle was saying, like, Nick Cannon went up there, didn't drink. Maybe they should have like a 5-shot limit, minimum, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, you know, they're up there for like maybe an hour, crazy. 2 hours. They probably have at least like a shot every 5 minutes type of thing.
No, it's 3 hours, it seems like. Yeah. And they go hard.
Niggas be finishing bottles type shit. Like, yeah, nah, like it gets crazy up there.
Mixing, smoking too while they're drinking. Yeah. And it's like,
was he smoking this episode? Did you watch that Benzino episode?
No, that's the whole thing. No. Okay. I don't care to hear Benzino talk for that long. Shit.
Oh, excuse me. I guess the last thing to wrap this up, I do believe because I want to say off the last mishap, I believe Nori's team actually, they typically do reach out to say, hey, is there anything that you want to be cut or anything we can exclude from this interview to send a third? So, I mean, like I said, this is all on Benzino for, you know, getting caught up crying like that. And that's crazy to do on Black History Month, but we got to move it along.
All right, moving on to internet culture news. A end of an era is upon this, where See the Thing Is podcast officially breaks up. Roy, you want to handle this one?
Oh man, yes. Absolutely. So See the Thing Is was a podcast that was born from
JBN.
You know, yeah, it's kind of a JBP baby. You got Bridget Kelly, who's done a lot of different podcasts, and she's a personality in herself. You got Mandy B. We all know her from Horrible Decisions. They teamed up made see the thing is. They also had, was Olivia Dope on the show too?
Olivia Dope. Yes. There are like again, 10 episodes.
The podcast is a JVP babe. Anyways, the pod, you know, they broke up with the JVP, JVPM, whatever you want to call it. And essentially, they set up to go independent, and they were doing pretty good. They got their own podcast deal. They did a little bit of touring. You know what I'm saying? They were on pretty good sets, it seemed like. And honestly, it looked like the show was going somewhere. My girl literally just sent me a clip from them the other day, and I was like, damn, that's crazy. Let's see, the thing is, maybe they're doing something. But lo and behold, they actually decided to break up this past week due to creative differences, due to their podcast deal expiring. So now, essentially, Mandy B is now going on a separate podcast, and Bridget Kelly is now completely a free agent and out there on the market. You know, some would say this is expected. Some would say, you know, this is, you know, they're a little sad. You know, they didn't expect, you know, them to break up this soon. But I think the majority of us are kind of just counting the days for all these JVP babies until they all slowly fall off. So,
damn, yes. Nigga, don't end like that on so bleak. What the fuck?
No, dude. Morbid damn, hell, nigga.
Is Horrible Decisions still a podcast? They still going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're still up.
And they hate each other.
They hate each other.
Like, they talk about, Mandy B talks about, like, having to go to therapy with Weezy or whatever just to make that podcast kind of stay afloat, which is, you know, to her credit, she cares about the audience and cares about the product and, like, what's going out there and shit like that. So it is weird. And, yeah, outside of the JBN network people, I also just want to say, like, y'all need to figure out a new excuse of why y'all broke up. Like, stop giving us the creative difference thing. That is the most, like, obvious we don't fuck with each other excuse like, type of thing. Like, at least rehearse something else new. But yeah, the way this is even announced of someone putting it out on an Insta story, the end of an era, and then Mandy B having to confirm it on IG Live. Like, it just, it came out really awkward. It almost feels like maybe it would have been better as, like, a, like an announcement, like a text post type of thing, instead of like this stumble where people are curious and then you have to confirm it and then say you have creative differences. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not shocked that Mandy, I like Mandy B. I think she can be a lot, and you can tell from her being on Horrible Decisions, but I could easily see her clashing a lot with Bridget Kelly. I feel like they both have like,
she's definitely
pretty
the problem,
loud
bro.
Personalities. Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh no. No, she has to be a problem. She's a problem.
Nah, two podcasts are over. Two podcasts. On the way out. Gotta be,
yeah, you
guys. Like, I'm sure Weezy's problematic too. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's probably not super easy, but clearly, clear as day, that Mandy B
Mandy's the problem.
Is likely an issue. And please don't come shooting at us, Mandy. I know what you did to that last podcast, so shoot at us. Don't
say
do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one in the studio, said, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I was watching a clip on, like, when See the Thing Is was still on the JBN. I remember when Rory went up there and he was talking about how, like, they were talking about that convo of, like, business and friendships and stuff. And I think Rory said something like, you know, either two things can happen if you're having trouble with your podcast, with your friends. Either you can keep the friendship and end the business, or try to continue the business and end both, because it's going to end no matter what, and y'all are not going to fuck with each other afterwards. So, one, I'm going to say, don't be surprised within the next 2 to 3 months if we don't see some catty thing whispered from one another where Bridget Kelly or someone mentioned something. She's like, yeah, you know, it's just nice to sit next to a co-host that isn't ridiculously loud and over saying things like, oh, I ain't going to hold
treatment.
You. And things like that. Yeah, I can just see it up, because even when they left the JBN, they went on like a tour where they kind of kept throwing little jabs about their time on the pod. Mm-hmm. And I think they said something like they wanted Savon and Alex to come with them, which I don't even fully understand what they were talking about. Like, you know, they didn't get them in the divorce type of shit. So it's like, I'm almost 90% certain, and I hate to put it on Mandy B, maybe it's just how they come off from us watching it, but I'm almost like, damn, like, you have his track record with this person. Rory talked about it on the pod where, like, this is how things are going to end. If y'all are just going independent, I don't want to believe because y'all are going independent now, like, the podcast has to separate. Obviously, y'all aren't fucking with each other. There's nothing there to keep y'all afloat. It's all a spade a spade. Like, I just wish sometimes they would just tell us, like, give feed the streets a little bit.
This girl comes
just a little bit.
The messiness, that's what you want. Honestly, just hearing you talk, truth be told, maybe it's because I'm a Joe Budden stan. I kind of want some mess. Yeah, this is a little bit too amicable, too peaceful, too, hey, we're going our ways. Nah, do a giant big blow up on that last episode. Like, yo, you know, I couldn't take dealing with your shit. Da 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 da. Yeah, I don't like potting beside you. Da da. Like, have one big ass implosion. And truth be told, that can work out in both favors because wherever you guys land, you know, that's gonna, it's gonna have big eyes on already. You know what I mean? Like I said, you're building up the audience and the views to check out and see where you at and see, you know, where they might fit in. One name that I did hear out there was possibly potentially Rory Maul. Do you think you guys can see any of the ladies fitting now on that podcast or
no? That's not happening, bro. Rory Maul barely got their cast together as is. They just had to get rid of a nigga for fucking abusing one of his, you know, coworkers. So I don't think they can just
shout out to Eddie.
Yeah,
shout
out to Eddie. Physical Julius. Abuse.
Oh. He said that's physical abuse.
If anything, I think Bridget Kelly's great. I think she's really good. She's a really strong personality. Honestly, they're both strong personalities. Mandy's good as well. It's just like, are you too strong for personality, right? Like, because like Abdul said, there's no reason why just because you guys went independent, y'all couldn't just grind it out. You know what I'm saying? If you really were about it, really truly believed in the product, believed in the team that you guys had together. So,
yeah,
I mean. Yeah.
And I mean, just to shoot back a little bit, for all I know, Mandy B could also not be the problem. This could also be like we literally have a different vision for how we
want to do that. Lying to like shit. I don't know why you pull her back. She already heard us say it. She already put out the video.
Choose a side.
Don't worry
about it. Choose a side. Choose a side.
No, the only thing I'm recognizing is that Mandy B has said this on the pod where she's like, how do you work with somebody that doesn't share the same goal as you? Like, imagine you're trying to like do everything you can out, because everybody knows, like, just being on the podcast and having that convo or having that virality moment, whatever it might be, that's like 40% of really what the content is. Like, almost everything that goes around the content you're pushing out is what matters and how sustainable you guys are. So I'm only saying that to say that Mandy B has expressed this on the pod where, like, how do you work with somebody that may not share the same vision as you? I don't know if she was talking about Olivia Dope or even like shooting at Bridget Kelly in that moment, but she was kind of getting at like, how do you expect to just, you know, work with somebody and then just say, yeah, like the person you work with is kind of just kicking it and being like, you know, yeah, I mean, I like this. This is just how it goes. But, you know, in the event this shit pops off, I want 50%. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like you're working with somebody that's kind of kicking it. They're not really, you know, holding up their weight, but they're expecting to kind of reap all the benefits when something does explode, right? And that can kind of bleed into, like, you know, who's doing what work? How is this exactly split? Like, am I Mandy? Am I the one that's promoting the podcast everywhere else? Are people actually drawn to my personality more than Bridget? Because my personality is technically a little bit more louder. That's the only thing I'm pushing back on. And that's where I'm kind of curious about how that could have went south. So I don't want to shoot Mandy too much. I feel like I attack her a lot.
But yeah, I'm here to defend Mandy. I don't know if you guys take a quick second. I'll talk. Look at the photo I just sent you guys. There's a lovely photo that she put out last week for Valentine's Day. Exquisite. Exquisite. Love roses. She looked phenomenal. She looked great. She looked beautiful. She looked glowing, actually, some might say. So, I'm Team Mandy in this split up. Hey, man, you always got to choose a side. I guess that's actually the next question. Who you guys rolling with? Bridget or Mandy?
Who's more attractive? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Come on. Chill out. Relax. Dude, it's Team Bridget world all day. You know,
Team Bridget? That is crazy.
Team Bridget all day, you know. Yeah. Hopefully she gets out there and she gets herself on a nice little music pod, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe, I think she's a good B-mic. Maybe she needs to just find like a good situation like that.
Yeah, you think Bridget hit up Weezy and was like, man, I don't know how you did this for this long. Like, said something.
Nah, like, stop. See, that's that message. Like,
she was like, they're going to save us. Sorry. Like, you're going to have to take her back. Sorry. Thanks for letting me rent her out. Some shit.
Yeah, flip flopping like shit.
Yeah, he is, but I get talking about me not choosing a side. This nigga go this way, that way, this way, that way.
It's funny.
It's all over.
Oh, shit. I love it.
But yeah, and the only thing I was going to say, I'm surprised Roy mentioned that, like, your girl showed y'all a clip, because I almost thought that was what it was. I was like, maybe they're not exhibiting the success they had. My only viral moment or, like, big moment that they had was Rory being on their pod and their breakup and that whole Olivia Dope situation with Joe Budden. I'm like, what other moments can I remember from See the Thing Is that didn't have to deal with Joe Budden personally?
Hey, yo,
I could
fam.
Be wrong. That just might just be my own thought, though. But yeah.
Stop, because you're making me think that there's a fucking earthquake over there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. Nigga. No, the
crazy ass nigga, yo. What's wrong with you?
He's nervous.
Earthquake in Texas.
Oh, the topic's got him like that, huh?
He's nervous, man.
Hey,
man.
He's gonna say right man, he's going to see this. So, I just, no, let you, just so you know, you'll never have a child at her, so.
Wait, oh, no, man. So we can go to the next topic. That quick. He did it that quick.
Well, I like Weezy more anyways, man. It's
like, that man, yo, man.
It's crazy. It's like, moving on to news that won't get a shot. Movies and TV. So it was just announced. Well, not just announced, but it was announced. We finally got the trailer for X-Men 97 coming back. This is the sequel to the original X-Men 90s show. It's not connected to the MCU whatsoever. This is literally just a direct sequel to the 90s show. And as it turns out, Disney Plus and Marvel already are working on season two of the show. So my...
What?
Already, yeah. They're like, it's going to be a success, so why not make a season two already?
Oh, thank you. Never mind. Go ahead. Keep going.
So what are you guys' thoughts on bringing back this 90s classic? Are you a fan of them bringing back these 90s shows? Are you like their new animation style? They played that old ass song and kind of just brought back all the nostalgia. I don't know who the voice actors are. You were spring though. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, no. They kept the same. They kept some of the same voices for like Wolverine and I think Jean, things like that. But they replaced people like Cyclops and shit. So like some voices they kept, some they swapped, which I don't know why. Nonetheless, I'm excited as hell. This whole original
to old age, nigga. I mean,
who knows? I just like this OG costume style, man. The yellow spandex Wolverine, the old school of Cyclops. I'm wondering if like they're gonna have this shift to like Wolverine being the leader instead of Cyclops, because as far as I remember in the cartoon, like Wolverine was almost like nerfed. Like they never really gave him like the shine he wanted. I remember watching like random episodes of this shit and being like, why is this man always losing every fight? Like in X-Men.
He was out here. Like, be easy. Relax. Yeah. He was out here. Knock it off.
No, I mean, Hugh Jackman or whatever like Hollywood did to Wolverine is great. And like, you know, the comics always showed Wolverine love and Wolverine's fucking overpowered as hell. But that's what I'm wondering if they might change up. And this also kind of speaks to like the, we've talked about this a million times of like, everyone keeps doing these remakes and shit. Mm-hmm. I sound like a hypocrite, but this shit looks mad exciting.
Because I'm got
like,
one now?
I'm definitely. Yeah, and I'm like, this is actually kind of what I'm kind of interested in. Like, if this is like a continuation / spinoff / whatever, you brought some of the old voices back in that animation. Like, I'm here. Well, of course. Like, I want to see y'all go the full limit. X-Men has a way better lore than the entire Avengers to me. Mm-hmm. I think they're just that. I don't know.
That's pretty solid. Better. I'm not going to deny that. That's pretty good. He put that out there. Never care for X-Men. We're gonna get to that real quick. That was crazy. This is pretty solid, pretty fly. I don't know. Like I said though, I mean, what, you guys are literally waiting like a 20-year span to put a show back on air. You know, that's risky. 1, 2, I'm actually really surprised that they already got the season 2 out there. But this is shout out to the nostalgia kids. That's right around our age. You guys know, or I hope you guys know about waking up at 5, you know, or, you know, early in the morning, Fox 5. They had this shit running. I want to say Disney when they did that JetX shit. This shit was running on there. So I guess it's pretty good. It's be fire to see. Shout out. I mean, RIP Charles Xavier. That nigga's dead.
Okay.
Spoilers. Sorry. And I wasn't a fan of Cyclops with this my X-Men, nigga. That ain't your X-Men, bro. Like, chill out with that shit.
He is the leader, though.
No, he's a goof. Your only powers, I got beams out my eyes, nigga. Fuck out of here, bro.
Look, the movies made us hate him. See what happened?
Yeah. Get my guy Remy LeBeau the juice. You know what I mean? So now I'm playing. He too shiesty.
So for this show, are they just bringing back all the 90s stuff, like the campy ass, language, the campy ass like fights, or is it going like a sort of modern style, kind of like how X-Men Evolution kind of was?
I'm hoping it'll go further than that. I'm doubting it. It's not going to be like Invincible level gore because these people have legitimate powers and stuff, but I'm almost hoping like X-Men, like this show, keeps it in its like own verse, like their own universe, instead of like trying to somehow try to connect this, like you said, to the Disney or MCU world, or even in any capacity, like another or even like any other Marvel like cartoon show they release. Like, keep this as that so it can maybe explore some different realms. Like, I want to see characters die. I want to see Gambit and Nightcrawler like go all the way. I want to see Magneto kind of like literally rip people to shreds type of shit, instead of like,
damn, stop it. It's Disney related. You're not getting that. Knock it off.
I know, but they got Disney. They got Logan on there now. They got some. But I go right.
No, I thought you were right. It's Disney. I doubt it's gonna be anything over probably like on the line of PG-13. My question is, like you said about the lore part, I don't remember where it ended at, but like, and it's gonna go be two seasons. Like how far would this could just go? Like how many seasons could they have? Like,
that is the good question. I mean, these guys literally, you know, not to, you know, boost my nerdness. I mean, these guys tackled all of it. You know, I mean, future timelines, fucking with the Sentinels and shit like that. Big war against you know, X-Men Brotherhood.
Bro, they have dead Mr. Sinister. What's it called? What was his one name in that one movie? Apocalypse. They have him. They have the Sentinel storyline, and then Magneto himself. Like, they have a million things, and just even like certain mutants like Juggernaut and shit like that. Like, Loki can fuck up everyone in the X-Men. I've always found them more interesting because it's kind of like they're barely able to use their powers. They're not, or they when they use their abilities, it's like a real struggle type of thing, instead of like Avengers is always like save everybody and fight the one main villain. Like, this is kind of like pick a side, and sometimes the heroes slash villains like help out each other. Like, you don't know who Gambit's side really is or anything like that. Or even look how the movies have made Rogue. Like, it kind of made her a villain at first and then made her a hero and shit like that. Like,
they made her lose ass, by the way. That was a big thing that was going on Twitter. That Rogue.
That's true. That is true.
She lost the curse.
She lost curse.
My thing with the X-Men was always, so it's always like, oh, the world hates mutants. We hate mutants. Fuck this. Fuck y'all, whatever. But this is the same world that Spider-Man and Captain America and Hulk are all in. Why is no one saying fuck y'all, you know?
I never understood.
You actually
that.
See them.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a shared out. Universe. Why is it not racism towards them? They're the Avengers.
Oh, it's a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Who doesn't love them? Somehow, I don't know.
Yeah, I never understood that either, because they always framed them as like, I mean, even in their lore, like Spider-Man, they kind of framed him as still as like a vigilante, technically. Like, we're not really fucking with Spider-Man. Kind like the kids do and shit or whatever, or like the people that are saved by him, but like the police, law enforcement isn't. The Daily Bugle is anti Spider-Man, you know. Like, that's like the theme of him is still like, we're not really fucking with them. The only ones they do is like Iron Man and stuff, or in the Avengers, because they are literally like the government enforcers type of shit. And there's that. Even Hulk, though, technically Hulk is like on the run his entire like thing.
Captain
he's
America
really,
is
like,
legit a mutant, bro.
When they call him,
but he's Captain America.
Sorry. No, I mean, my bad. No, Captain America is part of the Avengers. So yeah. I would think, like, if you're talking about, like, the actual government enforcers, like, the people that is working with them, of course, like, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever, yeah, it kind of makes sense. But as far as even the heroes that we recognize from them, like Hulk and Spider-Man, they're not really beloved in that universe either. But I understand what you're saying, because their entire thing is, like, anyone with a mutant ability should be, like, eliminated, period. And there's, like, teams and military operations that take them out and shit like that. Like, X-Men 3 was literally like, how do we remove fucking their mutant powers from one another and shit? So it's kind of crazy. But I don't know what angle they're gonna go. I know this is gonna be a success. I'm willing to bet on it. I don't think they can.
I hope so. I got high hopes for these 90s cartoons, but they have brought shows back in the past and they just haven't like flushed out well. Like, we all wanted Proud Family come back. I don't remember the last episode I even watched of that or heard anyone even talk about the Proud Family. Same thing with Futurama. Stop. I love Futurama. I know damn well you haven't watched it because you haven't said anything about it. They brought that back as
Futurama
well.
Or which one?
Futurama.
Proud Family.
Both.
Yeah, I watched it. I used to get on your head about it, nigga.
I watched it, but you ain't watching it.
Nigga, I watched. I finished the season. Stop it.
He's lying.
I believe, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
He won't lie about it. But no, I mean, just what you said. Yeah. I also think even nostalgia cartoons, everything on Disney Plus, you can't really go back and watch. It's hard.
No, it's not.
Like, I can't even go watch the old Spider-Man. And like, it's too old. Like, I don't know. But I hope this one lands. Yeah.
Famesies.
Shout out to the Phoenix Force. Hopefully we get to see more of that expound on this joint.
Shout out to fucking Gambit, son. What are you talking about? The boy's back.
You said what?
Gambit, son. Yeah. Oh, bad. Go ahead. Sorry.
Moving on to other news. So Madam Web recently came out in theaters and is sitting at an impressive 13% on Rotten Tomatoes with an audience score of 56%. Now, this is the third Spider-Man related characters to get their own movie, and we still don't have any Spider-Man. There are two more Spider-Man related characters getting their own movies. We got Venom 3 coming out November 8th of this year, and Kraven the Hunter coming out August 30th. Now, I don't know what the fuck Sony plans to do. That all of their movies are in rotten scores. I don't know if they're going to continue down this path because obviously nothing's working for them. But I want to know your guys' thoughts. So do you guys plan on seeing Madam Web? Do you guys plan on seeing Venom 3 and Kraven the Hunter now that, you know, Sony Universe is sitting too hot?
Yeah, the second they drop on Disney Plus, why not?
Yeah,
there we go. I pay for Disney Plus.
They go on Stars first. All these Sony movies are going on Stars, and then they go to Disney later for some reason. It's just some like Sony deal for some reason. They have it like that. But yeah, I think I'll wait for Madam Web to show up on streaming, and then which is going to be like next month probably. I saw that the main actress Dakota, what's her last name? Fanning.
That's not Dakota.
Fanning.
That's not Dakota Fanning.
No, it's not. Not
Dakota. God damn it! God damn it!
Her last name is
I had Dakota you back. Johnson. Steve, you did
Dakota,
this.
Dakota Ashley. Dakota something. I saw that she came out and said she's not even going to watch them, or one day she's going to watch the movie. Like
Dakota Johnson.
So yeah, like
thank you,
Dakota Johnson. I was right my second time. So yeah, shout out to her. Anyways, like I said, she's the main star of the movie, and even she hasn't watched it yet, and she isn't planning on watching. She said she's going to watch it sometime. So there's that. And then I saw someone put a review out on like TikTok saying like the amount of Sydney Sweeney you see in the movie is as much you see in the trailer. Yep. Meaning like I'm assuming you don't really see like the lore of all the Spider Women and Spider Gwens or whatever they are and shit like that. So it's kind of really awkward to keep watching this movie. I remember complaining about Venom when it first came out and thinking like, why do we not even have a Spider-Man in it? This is like one of the ultimate Spider-Man villains. Now, I will say I am going to go watch Venom 3 in theaters for sure. And I'll be watching Kraven the Hunter in theaters for sure because I'm interested in those characters.
It's wasted
money. Yeah, I am.
I'm about to say, man. You might as well see that.
Madam Web didn't look good. Sorry, man.
It's part of the universe, though. You might as well go ahead and see that shit, too. Go ahead and get a ticket, man.
It's because they're women.
I can't pay that money.
It's because they're women.
You can't do it.
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the issue. It's a women-driven project. All it was missing was a female director. You know,
I think it has a female director.
I mean, makes sense.
These are jokes. These are jokes.
We need a tag. We need a tag. Nah, not set off the bar. Get out. Nah.
Hey, old girl should have won director of the year. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's how you make the cop out good?
Yeah. But on the subject, Dakota Johnson like has been like the worst marketer for this movie that I've ever seen from a lead actress or lead actor. Like she's trying to tell y'all, don't watch this movie. Ooh, watch my next movie, but don't watch this garbage. Cause I didn't even know I was signing up for this shit. Like I didn't know. I thought I was about to be part of MCU. They told me, hey, Marvel Spider-Man movie. My agent told me, go do this. It'll be great. You're going to have your own movie.
He got her ass.
So all this does is remind us like how much of a Nepo baby Dakota Johnson is. The fact that like the last thing we all remember seeing her from is 50 Shades of Grey. And she was terrible in that shit. And that shit felt like a B-movie at the time. Yes. Whoa. There were certain scenes that are all right, Merle. There were certain scenes, okay?
Gotcha, perfect. But
overall.
I was getting my shit off.
The movie was bad. I'm not a big fan of hers. I mean, I hope her next project's going to be good, but, like, thanks to her, we already knew this movie was going to be trash. Like Abdul says, the Twitter reviews are just amazing. Like, I've never seen people just be like, hey, guess which horrible event happened in this movie? Yeah. And then they're being like, wait, all of them happened.
That's
all of these five random ass things that you would never expect to happen all happen in a sequence and were never explained. So I won't be watching this movie.
Just throw rando out there. Just due to everything that's going on, you know, would you guys think that we might, I got to blacken this up a little bit. Will we possibly see Madam Web in the Miles Morales joint?
Yeah, she has.
Her movie to come out? She has to be. Like, who thinks? I mean, they did show that live action does incorporate with the movie in some type of way. So I just want to see if she, just throwing that one out there.
That's not arcane of mine.
Not this one.
Well, hold on. Did anybody watch it on this cast? Did anybody watch it?
Yeah, I watched. No. I watched 30 minutes of it allegedly online. And I can tell y'all that
I can vouch.
it's a pretty terrible movie, son. There are spider people in the woods or the jungle that take care of her as a baby, And then the movie just starts. Like, she's in the jungle as a baby being taken care of by spider people. Indigenous tribe to the jungle, right? These people know nothing about civilization. And then the movie cuts to her driving the ambulance. I'm like, all right, nigga, how the fuck does she, how does she get?
Who found this
baby? Who found this baby? Who brought this baby back to New York? How does she know the finer things about medical attention? Like, what is,
how'd you get your license?
Yeah, I have all the questions already. It's only been like 15 minutes. But, but the reason she can see the future is because of spider people and spider things. And yeah, but it's pretty fucking bad. Like, the three girls she has to protect, they don't suit up. They're in flashbacks, random. They're in nightmare flashbacks for the spider bad guy. They're just literally running around, going different places. They stay with not Uncle Ben. Peter Parker's parents. They stay with Peter Parker's parents. Peter Parker isn't named in the movie at all. He's born, and they're just like, oh, Ben, look at him. And then it cuts. That's it. The villain is killed by a giant Pepsi sign. That's not fake. That's a real thing that happened.
Huh? What? Would you say?
A giant Pepsi sign falls on the Spider-Man-like villain. Again, it's a Spider-Man-like villain.
Ezekiel, whatever his name is.
He has the powers of Spider-Man. Doesn't act like it because he can't catch these three fucking teenagers. And he gets hit by a car by Dakota Johnson twice.
Which one's worse, this or Morbius?
This. Morbius is bad to the point where it's funny. Yeah. This is just bad to the point. It's like, there's no way y'all were making this and just didn't see, like, this is fucking trash.
Yeah. I saw a meme that showed, like, you know that girl, what's that main actress in Scary Movie or something? You know, she, like, overacts in every scene. They were like,
Cindy.
This is what every Madam Web scene feels like. Like, everything is just, like, overly drawn out and shit. Yeah, I don't know how much more. There's no amount of Spider-Man lore. As much as people like Spider-Man, they think that's going to be enough to save a movie. I think that's kind of pitiful, because I think even
enough to save a movie. That is enough. It's just
this apparently
the fact that we've had months of terrible marketing for this movie. Months. Like, nigga, go back like 6 months and it's like, bro, don't watch that shit. And it just got worse. It just got progressively worse. Like,
The trailers of other movies like Morbius and like Venom didn't look bad. The trailer of this movie looked terrible, where we were like, nah, no way. And no amount of Sydney Sweeney heavies could save this movie either. Like, that's what I also think I learned, where I'm like, damn.
Oh,
like,
actually, that's not true.
Think so?
If they would have showed her at least 20 minutes in the suit, it would, like, this movie would have got way more higher, like, on a lot of you. Like, he could have.
Niggas, I can rock with this.
So you guys don't think that them doing fuck shit like this won't later put, like, squash this whole Spider-Man? Like, is Sony's game plan to just hand off Spider-Man to Marvel?
There is no Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
But this movie takes place in 2003.
This is, like, the most profitable franchise. Like, this Spider-Man is, like, one of the most profitable franchises ever. Like, they're just gonna keep making more Spider-Man shit. They'll eventually get it right. Like,
will they?
Hey, don't do that.
Spider-Man across the universe. Let's not act like the Miles Morales shit isn't fire. Come on,
but you got Spider-Man in the Spider-Man related movie. This has Spider-Man characters. No Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The next crew is gonna be like, all right, let's make sure we have Spider-Man in our shit. But let's try and
mention. I do think at the end of, like, Kraven, they'd probably hint at, like, the next Spider-Man or something like that. There's no way they're gonna have three Venom movies without Spider-Man. They already had a Venom and Carnage movie without it. And in Venom, you saw Tom Holland, like, Venom exist somewhat in that universe. And then you also saw the Vulture from the Tom Holland universe go into Morbius. So it's like, they obviously acknowledge that there's some crossover here. I know fans want, like, Andrew Garfield to have, like, his final redemption, which is too impossible, I feel like, to pull off. Like, I personally would have wanted, like, a final Spider-Man Kraven movie with Tobey. That's not happening either, but that's almost just as likely as Andrew Garfield coming in this shit too.
No. Andrew Garfield's getting his movie. That's been rumored a lot. Tobey Maguire, like, the nigga's 40. That's an old ass Spider-Man.
Hey, man.
Put some respect on him.
That nigga look old in the movie. He looked old in the movie. What are we talking about?
Don't talk about my Spider-Man like that.
He did make that back joke.
To Abdul's point about them bringing being a Spider-Man between Kraven. It's like, all right, but Kraven's the good guy in his movie, and so is Venom. They aren't, I don't think they're anti-heroes. They're all like, I think they're the heroes. Like, what are you going to do? Like,
how, so is Morbius.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that movie was. Okay. That's, I don't know what that was. But how can you introduce the hero to these anti-heroes like this? Like, what's going to be the game plan for that? They can't both be, you know, trying to save the world together. Or I guess they can, but what kind of story is that?
I don't know. Cause I also can't see them teaming up to fight Spider-Man. I almost feel like there's gonna have to be a portion of them that's after him. Or if we get some hint of Kraven, like literally hunting Spider-Man, like he did in the game or in the comics or in the cartoon, like we need my next hunt thrill type of shit. Like that's the only thing I can see. Or maybe some stupid plot where Vulture convinces like Morbius, hey, let's team up and go fight Spider-Man for the sake of
I feel like that's, well, I don't know, y'all niggas don't know, y'all don't want to know the lore like that, but I feel like that's could be Sony's move, is you jump right into a Spider-Man like story, but it's like midway through, you know what I'm saying, like Spider-Man's like 30 or some shit, you know what I'm saying, and then that's when you bring around these villains and they all team up to try and take him down. And then eventually that's when I feel like that's the way you do it. You don't do the whole origin story over again. You know what I'm saying? You give us some different feel to it. Because you're already trying to... Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, you give a villain... decided on that. I don't know who greenlit that, but y'all been decided on that. So you might as well just run with it. Otherwise, it's canned the whole shit.
Yeah, this shit is annoying. It's annoying to watch. I don't want to watch all the Dragon Ball Z movies about Krillin and Yamcha and Tien and fucking everyone else except
you
Goku.
Could do it. You could make it work, but you
no, you could not. No, you cannot.
All right, maybe not. No, maybe not Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball's a little tough.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was a crazy lineup. I'm not watching that movie.
But if it was like a Vegeta movie, you'd watch a Vegeta.
Oh yeah. Solid. You'd watch. Yeah.
So you about to watch the Knuckles show? You know, but they got Sonic in it as well.
We got Sonic. Like that's why we're gonna fuck with it. Like we saw Sonic. We saw him.
I didn't need to see Sonic in that joint.
I need to see Sonic in there.
Why? Knuckles had his own game, nigga.
Okay, but it's based off of Sonic. You know, I need to see at least some remnants of the main character.
My god, nigga, when you see them rings, you know what time it is. I mean, hell, you seeing a walking echidna? Like, come on, stop it. You know it's Sonic, man. Stop it. We don't got to do this right now.
Yeah, right. Shout out to Madam Wimp. Keep fucking shit up. Keep fucking shit up, Sony. One day y'all will get it together.
One day y'all gonna get it right. One day
this CW ass production that everyone
don't even shit on CW anymore. Like that. Yeah. Like they at least tried. This was like, all right, bro. Let's just, who got an idea? All right, we all got ideas. Let's all put it on paper. So it'll work.
Bro, I just one last thing, but it really does feel like everyone's just like regrets their involvement in this movie. Like it just, I've never seen it. It's just everyone looks so sad in the face. Like, no,
you've seen it before.
I shouldn't have signed up.
The last Game of Thrones season when the niggas was always like, "Hey, niggas excited?"
Yeah, like, you're right. That's exactly.
That's exactly what I got from it.
We don't want to talk about this. Yeah. I like that we finally got.
You're here to talk about your new season of Game of Thrones. Do we have to talk about that?
Amelia Clark was like,
like, yeah, it was really interesting. Interesting is always the best.
So funny.
I didn't give a fuck. Yeah, shut up.
Okay, keeping it in superhero news, we finally got the full casting for the Fantastic Four. And we got some news about it as well. Fantastic Four finally joined the Marvel Cinematic Universe as part of the Multiverse Saga. So they're coming in with all types of multiverse things. This will be a Fantastic Four reboot. It will skip the origin story and introduce the team as an active president of the multiverse. And we already know Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards. Vanessa Kirby is going to be Sue Storm. You know her from Mission Impossible and Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
Look, I don't know her.
Yes, you do. Well, actually, you probably don't. I have no idea.
I haven't seen either one of those movies. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Joseph Quinn is Johnny Storm. He is most famous for his role in Stranger Things as Eddie Munson. And Ebon Moss, who's playing Ben Grimm or the Thing. You guys know him from The Bear for Andor. So what do you guys think of these casting choices? I know I would have at least picked two different people for Johnny Storm and Sue Storm. What do you guys think about them skipping the origin story altogether and just bringing in Galactus and Silver Surfer as the main villains for their movie? Just skipping Dr. Doom and just going straight to the big dogs.
Is that a legend?
No, no, no. They're doing Silver Surfer and Galactus. Doctor Doom is probably gonna be the next movie.
No, that's not fire.
That's fire, nah, dude. I wanted to see Silver Surfer in the movie again because I know that movie wasn't good that we watched. I don't know, 2005 or 2006, but
it was okay.
Silver Surfer, 2006, I think. Silver Surfer. We need a proper like interpretation of a Galactus, so I'm excited. I don't care about this casting personally. I saw there was that rumor that Margot Robbie was gonna be Sue Storm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so much better. If only.
God, that'd have been perfect.
That
honestly,
price is too high. There ain't no way I'm doing fucking. Yeah.
I'm recasting for her. I'm telling you that right now.
Superhero movie at this point.
All the budget would go to her. They'd have no special effects after that, just casting her type of shit.
Suit Storm and Fantastic Four.
Yeah, you could have another cloud for Galactus if that happens type of shit, but I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm interested. I think my expectations are so low for Fantastic Four. They messed up like three movies in a row, and I wasn't the biggest fan of the cartoon. I liked them as heroes, but I always just noticed like they were four characters that attacked one person and always lost. Like how they always got washed.
That is hey, yo. That is
like, damn, man. Like y'all can't beat nobody, man. I thought the Thing was like pointless. Like he like crumbled in rocks a few times. We've seen him. Like Johnny Storm has a cool power, but it's like I don't know if they just nerfed him.
Oh, you like the flame on?
Son, you should be able to kill people. You should be able to like really, really throw.
He ignored the shit. Like, he ignored the shit out of that.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. And then obviously, like, I don't know, stretching yourself isn't really the most cool power.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Due to One Piece, Luffy made that shit cool. Reed could do some
Luffy,
of that shit.
Luffy made that shit
in
cool.
The anime, but this is fantastic. An anime. Yeah.
No. He could freestyle that joint, try to bite that nigga's flow, you know, try to. No.
All Mr. Fantastic do is get as tall as a building. That's all that nigga be doing, trying to.
That's
punch
hate. That's big.
It does nothing too. It does nothing to anyone. Nothing, like he wraps around a person and tries to stop them, and they always break out.
I got you. What's gonna hurt? A regular punch or a gigantic punch? That's like, you know.
I don't even think that the physics are proper with that, bro. To be honest, I don't even think like the way Luffy does it, nigga. I don't think that's how that works in real life. Just so you know.
Yeah. In my eyes, that's how it works.
My thing is, what are they going to do for like these like CGI ass powers? Like we kind of already seen the stretching power in Ms. Marvel, and it didn't look good at all. So I'm wondering what like they're going to try to do differently for Mr. Fantastic and for Johnny Storm. Like, what's that going to look like? Like a person completely
and Sue
fire?
Storm.
Well, she just turns invisible and does force fields. Like he's.
But damn, you can fuck up that. But remember, she got CG. She can also turn things invisible too with that kinetic shit. And all
I feel
that
like that's
right.
Easier to pull off than a human being on fire. All the time, though. So I want to know what this. My concern more is about the CGI. Like, what is the Thing going to look like? What is Johnny Storm going to look like? The casting.
Will it be clobbering time?
I hope not. I hope they don't do that stupid shit. I think the casting is pretty solid.
We got a mute violation coming up. We got it.
All right, fine. I'm on the sideline.
You're technically at four. I'm gonna give you one more try. All right.
All right, fine. Yes, back in the game. I'll get back in. Yo, pass me the rock. Pass me the rock. I'm here. I'm open.
Anyway, I'm not mad at this casting. The casting is pretty solid. I recognize most of these people from different things. They were good in all of those things. I just wanted someone else for Johnny Storm, like Deckard Montgomery. That's a guy that was in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, played the Red Ranger. He was also in Stranger Things. Yeah. He played the racist.
They say he don't look good enough. He ain't no real Johnny Storm.
He looked good enough to me. He ain't pulling
like that. Not pulling like the Red Ranger or Michael B. Jordan, that's for sure.
He was the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Deckard Montgomery, right. The person I want. This guy wasn't. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the same nigga from Stranger Things.
Yeah,
that's
what
I saw it on Twitter.
Things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, the brother? Max's brother, I think. That's what y'all niggas talking
Decker
about.
Montgomery is the brother, but this guy just.
Look, y'all know I don't know these people's names. Call them the characters I know from the show for, please.
Wait, just call them white
damn,
person,
like,
too.
Damn,
I got the like, pictures in the notes. Y'all are like straight niggas. Like, that's crazy.
It's Black History Month, right?
I'm saving all of my RAM and my bandwidth to make sure this shit don't shut down.
Make sure I can record. Ain't fucking around. To Dooley's point real quick, I mean, which, like, you know, to shoot some bail back or, you know, shoot some, you know, whatever back at you. What do you mean that they messed up three renditions? Because the first one wasn't that bad.
You said they got three wrong.
No, we're not doing that. No, stop it. The joint with Jessica Alba in the joint. Yeah. It was fire.
Yeah, it wasn't fire.
It sucked, man. They knocked over the fire hydrant to freeze. What's it called?
Dr. Doom
at the end. No,
stop. I'm stopping right there because they rapidly heat him up. And they rapidly cooled his ass back down. Stop it, nigga. That's physics right there.
Johnny Storm potentially went supernova in the middle of fucking, like, downtown.
Yeah, it should have blew up the planet. It should have blew up the planet. It should have blew up the planet.
He clearly stays it in the movie. It's like, don't ever do that again. Doesn't it immediately next?
That intro scene, they are going to have to top from the second movie where he was chasing Silver Surfer. Like, that scene is cool, though. Like, them, like, that, like, liquid metal, like, Terminator 2 style type of scene. Yeah, that looked pretty cool. I won't lie about that. But other than that, like, the letdown of that movie was, you know, Silver Surfer fighting a cloud, and then they made about Dr. Doom again. You know, cool concept for a second, but again, a big letdown. And then I don't even know what to say about that latest one that came out with Michael B. Jordan. I was kind of hyped because, you know, I think Michael B. Jordan was kind of on fire when that shit released. And
no pun intended.
I don't know what the hell happened there. Yeah, that shit was another flop where we barely saw any action, like every other movie. It's been kind of...
It was on fire.
Kind of lackluster. So yeah, we've had three misses in a row. My expectations are so low that, all right, let's hope this shit lands in some way.
You don't even
like,
care because they got your boy in there too? You don't think it's higher quality because they got your boy?
I don't even. I don't.
Come on,
you know,
my nigga Pedro don't miss, bro. He don't miss.
If anyone can save it, it'll be him. He's the big name in this. Yeah. If anyone can make this thing, you know, good, it'll be Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, and it'll be cousin. Cuz gonna kill it too, bro. Don't worry about
cousin,
it, man.
That's funny.
I was uncertain that he would be a good Joel from the game because Joel doesn't look or sound anything like Pedro Pascal does. Because
he's not white. He must be bad. That's crazy.
He's a very white American man. Now he's about to be Mr. Fantastic. So we'll see. I was wrong before, but I got faith in him. You are right. He's probably the pool and shit. He's probably like one of the top Hollywood actors out right now. So
possibly. And game. I also
want to time free though because I watched Last of Us 2.
Want to shoot some bail also. Dr. Doom, the hate that he's getting. Like, my nigga, like,
what hate is he getting?
What are you talking about?
What hate is?
I didn't like how Dooley's tone about just having him there. I'm like, you know, you can't save Fantastic Four without thinking about Doom. He was like, he's the one.
Everybody likes Dr. Doom, but I would like to see a movie where he's not the main villain at the first movie. Like, save him. That's a very, very
good
movie.
Scroll? Actually, you know what? Scroll. Super Scroll. That would actually be a good one. That's one that they had to deal with.
In the MCU, and it's Emilia Clarke. So.
Oh, yeah, that's garbage. I mean,
I can't even tell that. Was it the Mole People? I think the Mole People, I think, was a villain at one time. No?
That's the wrong person.
Anybody? No? All right. I'll seek help somewhere else. All right. Never mind then. Next topic. All
right. Moving on to something, I guess, rooted in real life, technically, I guess. True Detective Season 4. The last episode is premiered last Sunday. And I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. Like, I was there every Sunday, like, in front of the TV trying to watch it. But it's like, damn. At the end, it's just kind of lackluster. Like, I went back and watched the first season, and then trying to compare it to this season, it's like the acting just don't hit the same. The case just don't hit the same. The case is actually kind of trash now. It's over, and it's like, damn, you set this up to be like some type of supernatural event, and it's just like, actually, no, it wasn't. And I think that's kind of bad writing. I think you kind of like, put the supernatural of like event in to kind of like save your writing, to kind of save your bad storytelling. Like, you wanted us to think that it's supernatural when it's not at all. I didn't like that whatsoever. Abdul, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's not even comparable to season one. That's impossible. You were invested in the dynamic that Rust and Marty had, which is like, it's unfair to compare it to it, but you know, they set the bar really high. I definitely agree with that. I think this True Detective covered up more murders than it actually solved. Like, the entire thing was essentially them going through the motions of like, okay, we need to solve this. Is this even a murder or is this not a murder? Is this going to be beyond the scope of their police work type of shit? I didn't really understand like what the conflict was. Like, I was really going through it. I'm like, I'm also tuning this episodes. You know, this whole kid and his girlfriend are getting in fights because he's doing his job as a cop and she's feeling away.
Solving a murder,
like,
bitch.
A lot of it, like, Yeah, like you didn't get it. Whereas like Marty in the first season, it's like, yeah, this guy's cheating and, you know, he feels judged by Rust and shit like that. You kind of saw like how much they were sacrificing their real life for the purpose of the case. Whereas this, it's like, okay, they hate each other because they covered up a previous murder. Now this Navarro is like apparently seeing visions and things like that. Maybe there's something paranormal happening. Maybe these people that are frozen, someone moved them and things. But then this ending comes out and it's like the maids or cleaning crew or some like, shit.
The maids did it. The maids did it. I was like, oh my God. I really couldn't wait for you to watch it. I was like, yo, he's going to watch it and just be so mad like I was. I was really sitting on the couch. I was like, thinking the maids. That's it.
Yeah,
you have me believe like some ghost, some dead chick came back to life because these scientists were digging in the ground looking for shit they should have no business touching, came back and like got her revenge. No, it was the maids. The maids with shotguns came back and killed them. It's like, that is so anticlimactic, bro. I'm so angry.
Yeah. And it makes those, like you said, it makes those visions and that paranormal stuff seem so forced now. Because you look back at the show, it's kind of like, what was the point of even drawing that in? Like, even the visions after it's revealed of, like, her seeing, I can't remember the guy's name that they were, like, trying to interrogate at the very end. When she sees a vision of him come back in and stuff like that and scream. And then, like, I just didn't like that. And then the ending of, like, I can tell you where Navarro is. She's not out on that ice. And I guess they're trying to leave it out as like maybe she died. And then this whole pollution aspect. I'm like, there's just no avenue of this story that made me curious. Whereas like season one, even though it ended and you see him have like this existential crisis and stuff like that, like, you know, he wasn't the only one we stopped. Like there's a whole like child abuse ring and things like that. Like we didn't stop everybody, but you know, what matters anymore? We literally almost gave our life for this type of shit. Like it was really well written and he didn't let the case die because he knew like we covered up a murder. It built you up to that and to like the sacrifice that like the tolls it took on themselves. This didn't feel like this shit at all. One, man, these cops suck. Like, like these cops
they're pretty bad like, cops.
Like, Navarro chick is like getting mad, like sending her sister to the mental hospital, whatever, and then she gets washed by three guys, like they just beat the shit out of her or something like that. I'm like, what were you thinking? And I did like the tone is like how it looked like mad gloomy, and I'm like, okay, this is something new. I was tuning in because it wasn't bad acting, like where season two was just like, what the fuck is happening? But this shit even try to force a weird government conspiracy thing into it, where like, hey, the case is over, don't take it on. Of course they are, but it didn't even feel like the stakes were high enough for me to give a fuck. Yeah. So this might be like right above season two and under season three, and then season one is still number one.
So, like, it's not a terrible ass watch until you get to the last episode and realize you've wasted like 8 hours of your life.
What did Master Jiraiya get the best quote ever? You know, the tale is as good as this last chain of events. But that's what it matters. Like, essentially, no one remembers a show for its like first four episodes. You're gonna remember it for the very last moment, and the reveal of this shit was garbage. Absolutely. Like, we were just kind of
so. What I heard is Abdul can finally start recommending the show.
No. Season one's really good. Season one's really good.
It's an anthology series, guys. It's an anthology series. The seasons aren't connected.
There
Just watch the first one.
Yeah.
Just watch season one. I guarantee you won't regret your decision. DeAndre can vouch. Yeah. I've rewatched the show.
I just rewatched it again. I only watched like one episode of True Detective. It was for that one scene with old girl. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's her name? Devourer?
What's it called? What's it? Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson.
In season
and
one?
Harrelson and Matt McConaughey, yeah. Two good ass actors.
It's really that good.
It's really that good.
Max now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's really that good.
Watch the first season. I ain't going to tell you to waste your time. Don't waste your time on this shit. This was Jodie Foster, and then I don't know the second actress's name, but Jodie Foster.
I
thought she would have helped.
Yeah, acting's not bad. Yeah. It's just like, that story's pretty bad. You know?
Plot.
Yeah.
Plot's bad.
It was just a letdown. Kind of a letdown. Usually big time. Yeah. Third season had Mahershala Ali. But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Shout out to True Detective. Maybe y'all need to bring the old writer back because this was a female writer too. Shout out to the female writers out there in the world.
Oh,
what the hell y'all doing?
Shout out to all the female writers, man. My favorite manga ever is by a female, so we love female writers.
He's right. No, he's right about that.
Sailor Moon.
I was saying from an alchemist, but you know.
Yeah, he's
me and Sailor Moon.
Anyways.
fucking let down.
All right, so moving on to the last topic, gaming news. One of the best people say that Game of the Year has already dropped, and they might be right. Helldivers 2 came out of absolutely nowhere and has taken over everyone's lives. At its highest point, it's doubled its Steam audience in like a week. I think I read somewhere that it had higher numbers than GTA 5. Is that correct?
And Halo. Halo.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, I know. I've been sending you guys nonstop clips of like, yo, we need help. Please log on. We're trying to liberate the world. We're trying to fight for freedom. Please, please help. I've only been playing solo, and I've been having the time of my life. And I didn't know what I was missing until I got on 30 minutes before we start recording, and I actually got on with like a squad, like randoms. It is possibly the funnest game I've played in a while. Like, it's really that much fun. I had niggas running, and then one dude was like calling in airstrike, another dude's calling in a turret, and this other dude's like, well, watching our six, like shooting the bugs. I'm fucking like throwing grenades to close these bug holes. It's legit like a war movie. It's legit a war movie. Like, there's constantly shit going on. And honestly, it actually works too. Like, shout out to that. It actually works. Like, I'm not getting frame rate drops. I'm not getting any lagginess or anything like that. The gunplay is fucking fantastic. The only real problem is the servers, and that's because there's too many people trying to log on. That's a good problem to have. Like, too many people are trying to play the game because it's that much fun. Like, the whole concept of it is like, yo, there's an invasion in this part of the galaxy, an invasion in this part of the galaxy. One's bugs, one is like Terminator fucking robots. I haven't dared go over there because it's fucking massacre over there. Niggas is dying. Like, the planets are getting overrun. It's like a 0.0087% that this shit is liberated. That means absolutely nothing. But like, what really happens is that, like, yo, you guys go to these planets, you guys try to liberate the planets together. Like, every single person playing the game is helping liberate this one planet from one of the bugs or from the robots. And it's amazing. I just don't understand why no one has fucking played this game with me yet.
Sounds like Terraformers.
We'll get it, man.
So just to check in, because you did, you know, oh, Power World is the best. So you're done with Power World now, right?
Power World is one of those games where you can just like, yo, I'm chilling. I just want to sit here and just like relax, and like just chill. When I want to sit up in my chair and actually like lean over and play something, I'm playing Helldivers, son.
This nigga said, I'm pulling the meme for this game. Okay, salute. Just don't, I don't want to hit any more of that Power World talk, right?
No. I mean, it sounds like it was better than, well, not better than, but it sounds like, so very good experience, possibly better than Remnant 2.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Locked in with a squad. You know, you're playing against a hard-ass boss. Y'all got to figure out how to beat it. Even though for us, we didn't really play, like, the hardest difficulties. But it sounds like this is, like, kind of, like, in that same realm. But, like, obviously with fucking guns and airstrikes and shit. But, like, you got to work as a team to solve goals and shit. I mean, I'm definitely interested. Like I said, I'm just a little preoccupied, you know, trying to be the best duelist that I can be. You know what I'm saying? Gotta look up my combos and shit. But I'm gonna hop on.
Nigga, you cheating in Yu-Gi-Oh.
I'm ready to get on this shit too, man. I saw the owner, the CEO of the game or something said don't buy it because too many people are on the game. I've never seen that happen where the guy is like, yo, there's just too many people on the game right now. Like, hold off on buying this game because more and more people, maybe they didn't expect that level of popularity. But like DeAndre was saying, I think it just from the TikTok like clips and people talking on their mics and like finding friends and allies and shit online, it's like it blends like some online play with that cinematic shit. And I think that is kind of rare to come across now for a game to spread this fast just through word of mouth, like so much so that even Xbox players, including Phil Spencer, they have like a 50,000 signature petition right now to bring Helldivers to Xbox. Like, it's crazy.
Help,
and then even Phil Spencer was like, I'm not sure who it helps just having the game on PlayStation and Steam. Like, you know, they all want it. So that means this shit means something for $40 for this game to be that popular. I don't know. I remember seeing the original like video of this in like 2022 and kind of like being like, I mean, there's other games coming out like Spider-Man and fucking Final Fantasy, a bunch of other shit to pay attention to. But for a game to kind of take over right now, I don't know the last time I've seen this. I know you were talking about Power World, but this is the last. This I don't know the last time I've seen a game just explode in popularity. Yeah. So
let me tell you just how good it is. I was like, all right, bro, I'm playing this game, and I just have the standard guns right now. Like, the way you get more guns, different airstrikes, get your airstrikes to come down faster, you can call down like drones and shit. The way you do that is by simply playing the game. You have to play the game and then collect, like, there's like medals and like samples you find on the planet. Those are hard to fucking get when you're by yourself because, as I said before, there's everything is chasing you, everything is trying to kill you. I went to the store and was looking for microtransactions because I was trying to buy my, I was trying to pay to win. But they're like, nope, can't pay to win. You got
to
play the game.
Pay to win.
Goddamn. Oh, shit.
I was trying to cheat. They're like, nah.
I read something that like Bungie apparently helped them with this game. Like they did something where like they weren't proud of their product at first, and then Bungie helped them like release this or helped them like tweak some aspects of it. That's why I was curious. I was like, what did this game do that Destiny couldn't pull off? Because I know Destiny's really popular too, or when it was really popular. But apparently Bungie went in and kind of helped out the crew over here. I don't know. Was it Take Two?
Maybe because like I said, the gunplay, like the actual like shooting, is absolutely phenomenal. Like, I literally dove back and started shooting a giant ass machine gun like I was in Vietnam, just shooting shit. It's so much fun.
Oh shit!
And then I jump back again, through an airstrike, and the airstrike's coming down. I'm still just shooting. I can't tell you how much fun I'm having by myself right now. I can't imagine what it's like with people playing with each other. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
We'll get on, man.
Look at the subtle.
We'll be on. Hey. Me and Abdul will figure it out Friday night. Like
yeah, it's about that time. Hopefully, Roy gets on our first online game together. It's about time. I don't think I got to jump on Remnant with you guys, unfortunately. And I don't think Roy ever got on Gears with us. Nah. So there's that. We finally have some multiplayer game to jump like on with. Yeah. Roy and me's gaming has never crossed over somehow. So
first time for everything, baby. Bro.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you already smoked, you know, him and Yu-Gi-Oh. So
my man. Keep it just about y'all. Don't bring me in the mix.
You thought it was bad for you, bro. You know, I don't want to talk about my boy. You know, you met him, bro, last time. We've been dueling a master duel, and the record's not too pretty.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Like I told you, I got that Slifer, nigga, so I'm ready for your motherfucking ass. What's up?
Nigga count on one card out of, 40 to pull out his deck?
Hey, my nigga. Hey, my nigga. That guy do damage, baby. You better watch how many I got in my hand. That's a wrap. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Anyway, all that's to say, this is a fun game. It's definitely, it's $40. I'd pay 60 for it. I'd pay more money for this game. It's not having a fun ass time playing it. So.
Sound like a whore, but I like
definitely
it.
Definitely a whore for it.
I'll be on, man. I'll be on. God, you got me. God, I'll be on it.
Yeah. People like that. Oh, wait.
This nigga's just telling y'all, get on. Get on.
One more thing. I didn't mention, like, the best part. To call down these airstrikes and your guns, you have to put in, like, cheat codes, like GTA style. Like, put in, like, the pad.
Up, down, up, down.
Yeah, son. Right, that shit is so much fun. I'm fucking running. I'm freaking the fuck out. Like, fuck down, fuck shit. And I fucked it up. I was like, oh, it's fun. It's classic as well.
This boy is smiling ear to ear off this damn game. Good lord.
He shared that meme of like he shared that meme of like the Lord of the Rings thing when like they get saved at the end against the orcs, and it was like Xbox players coming to save PlayStation really quick to help them fight. I'm like, what if that really what it feels like?
Oh my god.
Alright. We can go to close out. So with our last thing, we're getting rid of Under the Bridge. So last thing is, what's on your mind, man? What's on your mind? There's one question that I have for you guys. It was something that I brought up last, like 2 weeks ago, but I still have it written down here. Do you guys think it's kind of fruity for guys to wear robes? It's like in your robe, you just naked. Like,
am I going out and about, or I'm just in the crib with it?
In the crib, checking the mail. Like, you've been over to check the mail, your ass out. You know, you got mad thigh showing.
You're in a talking about a house situation. No, I can't.
And first of all, how long is my robe?
I can't do that. No. I'm definitely getting out definitely hopping out the bed and definitely putting on the robe. You know, I might have the Saints one on. You know, if I'm really feeling myself, I'm putting
this nigga
on the Fenty one. Mm. You know what I'm saying? My mom bought me. My matching with the slides because I got the slides too.
Are you wearing?
Did you parade around that in the house? Did you model that around the house?
What, after a haircut? You know what I'm saying? Filming myself?
Yo, Fenty and that robe is nasty.
The real question is, do you got box underneath the robe or are you freeballing it out?
He actually
boxes it up.
Boxes it up.
Depends on the day. Depends on the day.
Talk your shit, King. Let it hang. You know what I mean? Give the male people a show. You know what I mean?
You got to pull that shit tight. You know what I'm saying?
Pull that shit tight. Yeah, that's all overlapping like shit.
Bro, what about you?
Nah, robes is fire, though. Robes are fire.
You wear a robe?
Yes, man.
Yeah, You talking to me? You wear a robe?
You, me?
Oh shit, yeah. Nah, yeah, robes are fire, nigga. What? You wearing, I mean, Ralph Lauren joint, nigga.
Wearing robes around the house, freeballing, dick swinging.
Not in this circumstance now, but I did in the past. Like, this motherfucker, you walk around butt ass in that motherfucker, boy. Wait, can't tell me nothing. And I had the nice joint. You nasty, because I didn't have. See, my robe went all the way down, which is surprising enough. Shout out to, you know, my ex. To have a robe that's like, that's made for a nigga that's like 6'3", 6'4", is crazy. So I just went all the way down to my feet. I was secured in that bitch, nigga. I used to, what, nigga, what? Make some coffee in that joint, bro? That's fly, nigga. That's where it's at.
Thigh meat out, like you try a little leg in.
I got to show something, you know what I mean? I'm not going to catch a charge to show the whole wood, but, you know, I mean, you're going to see some thigh, you're going to see some skin. You know, like I said, I keep my legs all right. You know what I mean? They all right. You know, not too hairy.
Abdul, pretty good. Walking the robe?
No, I got a max of like 5 minutes in the robe. I'm a little insecure. Like maybe fresh out the shower. I like the water, like, you know, going down my chest. You know, I like wearing it then, right out the shower type
of
shit.
Don't rub your chest when you tell us about your chest. That was crazy.
Fresh out the bed, a little crazy. You know what I'm talking about? The water dribbling.
Nigga, stop touching your chest while you talk. Like, we know what chest is. You don't have to show us what a chest is.
Nah, but like, I always thought that was like some movie shit to get coffee and shit or whatever in your robe. Or like, go downstairs or something like that. Like, I'm just like, nah, dude, I'm just not that comfortable. Like, yeah, going to the coffee machine or just popping out in public, letting someone else see me. Even answering the door, Loki, I'm like.
Answering the door in a room.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just.
Yeah, I'm not answering the door. I'm not getting DoorDash in my room.
Y'all better get that sedity ass. Well, first and foremost, I gotta set up to drop the shit off at the door. So drop it off and get the fuck. And then my ass has been sitting in my bed cooling all them. But pop that robe on to the outside. Little scuffle with the little flip flops and shit like that.
You open the door and still taking that picture.
Hey yo, my man. Like, yo, it's good. You don't, no photo needed. I got it. I'm here. That's funny. Going about your day. Later.
No,
I'm trying to do my job. Get your dick.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And boxers.
Hey,
for
bro,
sure,
your dick's in the photo. Like, you want to cover that up real quick for me?
Did y'all have any questions? Any lingering questions you guys wanted to ask?
I did have one, but I want to kind of save it now because I know we're towards the ass and I know niggas is tired. I want to ask it real quick. How do you break up with a barber?
Well, that's a question for you because I introduced you to my barber. And I introduced you to my barber, and the way I introduced you to my barber was we all got like what, pho together or something like that. And Merle had an interview with my barber, and they chatted up. And next thing I know, Merle goes to see my barber. Next time I go see my barber, 3 months later, he's like, "Hey, what happened to your boy Q?" I was like, "What you mean?" He's like, "He stopped coming, then he didn't pay." I was like, "Oh, word." Word?
He didn't pay. Did not pay is crazy. Tell Jet to check his receipts. Yeah, I'm name dropping now. That was offended. I'm offended. I'm gonna have to bleep that name out, but I'm offended.
He may have paid since what, 4 years ago? That was 4 years ago, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's where the brink go. I ain't gonna lie to you. But yeah, I mean, well, since somebody aired me out, I'm the ghosting type. I never really have those one-on-ones, but do you guys have one-on-ones with your barber before it's like, yo, I'm thinking about going elsewhere. Like, yo, it's a wrap. I'm done.
I've never done that. Like, what do you do? I just be like, not show up again.
No.
So you go. So that's just a manly thing, just to ghost barbers, right?
Maybe you even make it a... Go ahead,
5-6 years. So I don't know. I'm just gonna say real quick. I don't know if I could just walk away from the nigga that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Roy think he better
changed
than
my
us.
Life. You know what I'm saying? He gave me that good cut. You know what I'm saying? 25 gave me that clean cut. Changed my life. So I can't just cut this man out of my life.
Think you better than us? Because you got a stable relationship and I don't?
I mean, I don't even know if it's stable, to be honest. Because honestly, the man be raising his prices. He'd be late.
Talk about it.
He moved.
Yeah,
they get 30 minutes away.
Oh. Yeah, they get cocky.
So what? You think about creeping?
He'll probably still cut my son's hair. He'll probably still cut his hair. So, you know.
We'll see. You think about creeping? You going to stay loyal?
Nah.
Those are some pretty heavy things.
I don't know how y'all do that. I'm scared, bro.
I don't switch out barbers.
I've done it.
What's a black man finds a barber?
Man, give me a good ass fade. Yeah.
Like, nah, man. I mean, everyone has a bad day. You're going to have a bad cut or two, but if they're consistent at least two or three times.
You know, when you get your cut, you can tell, like, you're like, all right, this is like an 8 from him. This is a 7 from him. This is a 10. He went all out this day. Like, it's like that. Yeah. Like, but it's still
took
better.
Took your time. Like, got the blade out.
I looked across the room, like, because it's his shop and he's like 27. And I look at him when everyone else is getting their cuts. I can tell everybody else is looking at him like, damn, he's killing that shit. And I'm looking at everybody else like, I'm glad I'm not getting cut by them niggas.
Ew, don't flaunt your relationship over niggas. That's gross. I'm with the nigga. Thanks.
I mean, I have. And even, like, I've left the barber, like, for, like, a few months, found another barber in the city, and then came back to him. And he'll ask, like, you know, where you been? And I'll always at the line be like, yeah, I've been out of town. You know, I've just been really busy. I just haven't been getting cuts and stuff like that. Knowing damn well he knows I found someone else new and, you know, I couldn't book with him. So you had to settle for you this time. But, I think that most I maybe made a comment of like, damn, like I'll maybe make something like that. Or like, damn, you didn't really blend my beard into the fade or some shit like that. Like maybe, and I'll even ask him to touch it up. And if I feel like I'm not satisfied with it, he'll know. That's it. I can't really say, like, we're going our separate ways type of shit. Or I found a new barber. Like, at Max, I mean, I've said I'm moving. What the fuck else can you do? Like, that's it. I'm not going to see you again.
Nissan, what about you, nigga? Since you want to air my shit, nigga. Jet ain't down there.
I've only had three barbers, my guy. I've only had Ronnie, and then I went to Jet for X amount of time, and I only switched barbers because I moved. Even when I was in college, I would drive back to get my haircut by Jet.
Same.
Yeah. Now,
oh, you loyal.
Dude,
okay.
You know what? I'm good with a feeling this to walk into the sit down in the chair and it'd be like, you don't gotta say what you want. He'd just be like,
yeah, they know.
It's the same relationship with my barber now. Yeah, he's cool. He's like, DeAndre, you ready?
What up?
Yep.
He ain't gotta ask for the pay.
That's exactly what I'm
gonna charge you on the app anyways.
Like, yep.
Come on.
Exactly. Jet used to do that thing where, like, I used to tell him, like, yo, Jet, I'm driving an hour and a half to come get a cut by you. Like, I gotta pay gas and I gotta get cut by you. I'm in college, I don't got that much money. And he'd always respond with, like, man, I got people driving from Maryland, I got people driving 2 hours here. I'm like, all right, man, still their situation different. Like, we're doing it. Like, and then when I found a new barber in Richmond when I was living there, he made a comment even then. He was like, hey man, so who you been cut from? Like,
yeah, that's always the most awkward. Yeah. Where you been? I had a nigga, you know, that we went to school with, that he was my barber when I first, you know, was, you know, onto the wave and whatnot. I remember I stepped out on this nigga one time. This nigga real live hit me with the grab my head, turn it his side, this way, that way. He's like, oh, I didn't do that blunt. I'm like, where'd you go to? Where you been at recently? I was like, yo, I was down in Norfolk. There was nothing I could do.
It's
like,
so awkward.
I had to make a move.
It's more awkward than your girl finding out cheating on you. You cheating on her. It's just so awkward. Just like, I don't.
My heart's racing like shit in that joint. Let it go, nigga. I'm here. Yeah. I choose you always.
I always come back. They know. I always come
I'm here. Like, he just cut me up. I'm sorry.
They know. They just don't want you to lie. That's all it is, man. They just don't want you to lie about it. So, it's so
bullshit. Oh, shit. That's all I have. All
right, cool. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. If you enjoyed the show, remember to rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. And if you're enjoying the audio version, check out our video version on our YouTube channel, Geeked Up Productions. And we will catch you on the next one. Peace.